Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. My next guest is a Golden Globe and Peabody Award-winning actor, writer, and stand-up comedian you know from Rami and Poor Things. His new stand-up special is Rami Youssef in Love.
I got this call. Again, I can only talk to my wife about this. I got this call from Stephen Colbert. Yeah, and no, but he goes, Rami, I would like to invite you to a closed-door meeting at the Vatican with the Pope. Yeah, and this was like the Pope. I mean, not the Chicago Pope.
No offense to you guys. I just think, okay, I think he's a great guy. I just have this belief that popes should not know English. I don't know. Shouldn't the Pope just be so, you know, the Pope, just there's a vibe. It's just like, I mean, you know, like that kind of Italian. It's so Italian. It sounds Japanese. This new one, you know, Pope Bob plays Words with Friends with his brother every day. Okay, the Pope has an Apple ID.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Rami Youssef. First of all, and we can cut this out if you don't want me to talk about it, you smell really good.
Thank you.
What are we wearing? What is very manly but very fresh? What do you wear?
It's the kind of thing it's, you know, I wouldn't really tell you. Because I don't want...
Because you're not sponsored.
Well, yeah.
You're not sponsored and nobody gets a free ride.
It's a tough thing and then you'll start wearing it and it'll be a whole thing. But
exactly,
yeah, it'll be...
I'll steal your career. We just saw that clip, so people know you and I met Pope Francis together.
Yeah.
What was that day like for you? I actually haven't had that much chance to talk to many people. There were like 16 of us from the United States who went, and I haven't talked to that many people about it since.
It was incredible. I mean, it was such a spiritual place. I had some doubts about going.
Sure.
Because it was such an incredible invitation, and I also had this, I was like, okay, is Stephen trying to get me in the Illuminati? Like, I don't know...
I'm trying to get me in the Illuminati.
Well, I quickly figured out. Yeah, like, yeah. We pulled up and I said, oh, he's not in.
No.
That was clear.
Because we came in through the servant's entrance.
It was not a good entrance.
We came in through the back door, basically.
It was really beautiful. It was actually such a beautiful, gorgeous thing, and that's how I knew I wanted to go because it was such a holy place. And my dad really made it clear that I had to go.
Why?
Well, I called my dad. I was like, do you think I should go to the Vatican? He goes, Rami, this is incredible. You're a Muslim. You get to go meet a really holy man. We believe in anyone who believes in pure love. Go meet the Pope. It's your job to meet him, love him, and convert him. And that is the...
Yeah.
That drum came so quick. You didn't know I was going to say that.
It's very good.
It's very good. It's very good drum.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was incredible. We had a wonderful group of people with us too.
Oh, it was amazing.
Who did you hang with mostly?
I think it was really me and Conan. We got.
He was. Is yeah. that? I got this given right before we started. Yeah. This. Is this yeah. what you're talking about?
Yeah.
There you go. There's the two of you together. We had a lot. It was like, it was hard to like not know where our group was because we had him and Stephen Merchant. Who could dunk on Conan? He's so tall.
And, yeah. and he was just, it was crazy. We were in the sun for 3 minutes. He got completely sunburned. Like, he didn't look like that on the way. And then we were just out there. It was...
Had you been to Rome before?
No, it was my first time.
Oh, Eternal City. What'd you think?
It was incredible. I mean, first off, to go first time, Vatican, courtside, Pope, incredible.
Yes. And Apostolic
then,
Palace.
No, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then there was this, oh, man, so... And there was this guy who does these tours in Rome, who's incredible. His name's Amir. He's this Iranian guy with an Italian accent. And he takes you in a golf cart all around Rome.
They let him do that?
I think he's the only guy because he's Scorsese's guy. So he just goes, this is where Scorsese eats. And he just shows you.
How'd you find him?
Scorsese.
Okay. How'd you find Scorsese? I can't call up Scorsese. Can you just call up Scorsese?
Yeah, well, you got to have the same cologne guy as him, and then you can kind of...
That's what I was smelling. I knew you smelled like somebody.
Yeah, that was a little slow on that one. Yeah.
You played Zoran Mamdani a couple months ago back on SNL.
Yeah.
Nice job. What's the trick? What's the trick? What's your hook, I should rather say? What's your hook for a good Mamdani?
I would just watch him smile no matter what he was saying. You know, no matter what was going on, like, it was just everything. It could be the most serious thing, and he'd have a smile and then be incredibly serious. And I thought that was kind of the way, and it was very fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even things that shouldn't make you smile, he smiles when he says them.
Oh, yeah. He'll just, like, ice. He'll be like, you're not allowed in the city. And it's
Did
just like
watch?
Like big like
do you know
beaming
if,
smile.
Do you know if he saw it?
Yeah, he saw it. He saw it and he actually like he called me when I was still dressed as him and he was really creeped out by it.
How did he get your number? Did he call Scorsese? You often talk about faith in your comedy.
Yeah.
Why I've got my own reasons why I enjoy doing that when the opportunity arises.
Yeah.
Why you?
Because it means so much, you know, and I think we're inherently imperfect. And it's nice to laugh at ourselves. So I'm never making fun of the thing. It's always just, and I feel like you're the same way. You have such reverence. I mean, that's what was beautiful about going to the Pope with you. Which also, I have to say, it was super surreal. Because I did my first stand-up appearance ever, on this show in 2017. And it was incredible. That felt like a spiritual moment to go from that and then less than 10 years later to be at the Pope with you. I was like, wow, I believe in God. But I couldn't look you into the eye. Like, if we looked in the eyes, I feel like you could have made me Christian. So I looked away.
I'm coming for you.
I know.
Rami, it's so great to see
you. Thanks, man.
Thanks for being here. Rami Youssef, In Love, debuts April 17th on HBO and HBO Max. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.